Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to be with you all on this Christmas Eve. I'm here with my family as we are celebrating the holiday, enjoying the fellowship and the food and the camaraderie. Just enjoying life, being carefree, laughing a lot, smiling a lot, sharing a lot of memories, and thinking about the things that are to come. On tonight, we're going to share with you the Christmas story coming from Luke chapter 2, and we're going to offer a few songs from the family just to help spread more Christmas love during this season. Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 1 from the King James Version, reads this way. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were their day were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And it shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, and the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, which returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem and present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the time of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and saying, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to my word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through the old soul itself, that thou hast of the many hearts be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was great, of great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple prayer night and day. And she coming into that instant gave likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all the things according to the law, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. I'm going to stop right there. As we can see from the scripture, Jesus is being born through Joseph and Mary, set a precedent, not just for those who are in this account, but for each of us. He came to the earth with purpose. He came as the only begotten Son of Jesus, born of a virgin. He was placed in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Often we find ourselves in a position where, because of the life that we live, because of that which we are surrounded by, we often find no space for him, that he has to go outside, and we see his hand, we see his works, we see his word, we hear his word. But are we really willing and ready to receive him as the ultimate gift that's being presented? So tonight we want you to think about the gift that we are celebrating, not the present under the tree. Those are good. But when we think about the gift that was given to us, God's only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, who was born in a manger, placed there because no one had space for him. Do you have space for him in your life today? Prayer that you do. But for now, we're going to sing Silent Night, and we're going to have the family join in.
Together as family to celebrate Christmas. So often we get caught up in the glitz and glamour of giving gifts or receiving gifts, but the true meaning of Christmas is just being with family and loving one another and giving thanks to our Father above for the sacrifice that he made of dying for us so that we could be free, we could be saved. And as we celebrate his birth, we should all just take a moment and just relish in just the belief that he has given to us with his birth, just to believe in something that for many we never see, but it's something that you feel deep within your heart. It's to know that he is real and he is with us at all times. So as we go through this day, and tomorrow. Just really keep in mind the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, and the importance of family, forgiveness, and just showing one another love each and every day.
Thanks, Nina. When we think about, again, as you said, the importance of Christmas, the question was posed to me today while I was taking a shower. What if today was your last day? What if it was an opportunity? What would you give that? How would you think about that? How would you move with that if you didn't know that there was another opportunity to show forth the love of Christ and to give him glory for all that he's done in your life? How would you feel if you thought that this was your last Christmas? How do you think Jesus felt when he went to the cross and did the redemptive work for each of us that we might have life and have it more abundantly? So just think about those things as you continue to go through this holiday season, because we want to live a life of peace. We want to live a life of joy. And we're going to close out singing together, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her peace. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her peace. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Father God, as we close right now, Father God, we just come to you, Lord, just thanking you, Lord, thanking you for family, Father God, thanking you for the days that you have given us, Father God, thank you for the love that you have shown each and one of us, Father God, thank you for the grace and the mercy that has been placed on the lives of these family members, both blood relatives, Father God, and those that we have adopted and love like no other, Father God. We just thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to just be together on this day, Father God, to give you all the glory, God, that is deserving to you, Father God. And as we all look to leave, Father God, just continue to guide us, Father God, continue to be here with us, Father God, knowing that each step that we take, Father God, has been already ordained by you, Father God, but there's nothing in life that we do that you are not already aware of, Father God. Though we may stumble, we may fall, Father God, you are continually there to pick us up, Lord. And for that, we can only say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you again for your grace and for your mercy. Father God, for the empowerment place, Father God, as we look for this to be the last of this year, Father God, and go into a 2018, Father God, just continue to pour into us so that we can pour into others, Father God. The purpose that we each have on this earth, Father God, is to build your kingdom here on earth, Father God. So as we touch those in our lives, Father God, may the light that shines within us, Father God, continue to shine brighter and brighter as we move into 2018, Father God. Those things that we may be understanding, Father God, may shine with mercy to those who are on the road, power, families, and in the south, Father God. Just continue to be with us each and every day. For these things, we give thanks. Amen.
Merry Christmas to all. We love you.